Leaders' sermon and meeting with ambassadors of Islamic countries on the occasion of the Eid al-Fitr. On Saturday, 22nd of April 2023, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, led the prayers and delivered a sermon on the auspicious occasion of the Eid al-Fitr, marking the end of the blessed fasting month of Ramadan. He also had a meeting with top government officials and ambassadors of Islamic countries at the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya in Tehran after the Eid al-Fitr prayers. In this program, we discuss the leader's Eid al-Fitr sermon and his points of view expressed at the meeting with senior officials and ambassadors of Islamic countries. Please stay with us. With participation of million-strong crowds, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, led the Eid al-Fitr prayers at Imam Khomeini's Musalla in Tehran. After congratulating the Islamic Ummah and the great Iranian nation on the occasion of the Eid al-Fitr, the leader referred to some prominent points with regards to this year's Ramadan, such as recitation of the Holy Quran, all-night prayers and worship, on the Nights of Power or the Nights of Providence, the Nights of Qadr, and people's assistance and charitable donations to the poor, the less well-off, and the orphans. Ayatollah Khamenei emphasized that helping the poor is one of the most important duties of the public during the blessed month of Ramadan. Referring to the well-attended and enthusiastic International Quds Day rallies and marches as divine blessings, Ayatollah Khamenei stressed that Ramadan is the month of jihad and that two important events in early Islamic history, namely the conquest of Mecca and the Battle of Badr, both occurred during the blessed month of Ramadan. Commenting further on International Quds Day, the leader praised anti-Zionist rallies and marches in many countries throughout the world and said the fruits of Ramadan, namely proximity to God Almighty, kindness and generosity, cleansing of the soul, and paying more attention to spiritual matters are all very worthy and should be preserved as much as possible. In further remarks, the leader said, one of the great benefits of fasting during the month of Ramadan is that one's determination is greatly strengthened. The Lord Most High has provided human beings with determination to be used as a tool for movement, for advancement, and for progress. Fasting strengthens one's determination, and this is the key to removing and overcoming obstacles to progress. Offering advice to senior government officials, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei urged officials to be sympathetic to one another, to cooperate closely with each other, saying this is essential for efficient running of the country. He also urged people to maintain their unity. He poignantly remarked, "The enemies do not want to see a united Iranian nation, a nation which speaks with one voice. Rather, the enemies want to see us divided. It is extremely important that we are kind towards each other and be respectful towards one another, despite the fact that naturally there are many different points of views and opinions within the Iranian nation. Such kindness and respect will dash enemy hopes of sowing division and discord." Turning to the new tactics of imperialists and colonialists, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei pointedly said, "The military option did not make much headway in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the Americans experienced defeat in both of those countries. This is why they have adopted new tactics now. Their stratagem now relies on lies and deceit, media campaigns and media wars and propaganda, belittling independent nations, promoting pessimism and cynicism, dividing nations and pitting people against one another. This is their tactic now. But the Iranian nation is vigilant and aware. We have defeated the enemy up to today, and with God's grace, we shall defeat the enemy tomorrow as well. The leader also met with senior Iranian officials and ambassadors of Islamic countries at the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya in Tehran after the Eid al-Fitr prayers. The leader said, "I would like to congratulate the Islamic Ummah, the Iranian people, the heads of the three branches of the Iranian government, and the ambassadors and representatives of Islamic countries on the auspicious occasion of the Eid al-Fitr." Ayatollah Khomeini added, "The month of Ramadan provides the environment for hearts to become closer to each other. All of the various dimensions of the month of Ramadan help to bring the hearts of people closer to one another, both within the country and within the entire Islamic Ummah. First of all, the tenderness that is created in people by their fasting, prayers and supplications, and recitation of the Holy Quran is itself a source for bringing hearts closer together. And piety brings hearts closer, just as President pointed out in his statements." The leader said, "Our problem today is division, even though the Holy Quran prohibits division. The Holy Quran says, 'Do not be like those who become divided into sects and differed.' And it commands us to be united. Hold fast altogether to Allah's cord, and do not be divided into sects." The leader added, "Unfortunately, members of the Islamic Ummah are divided. Yes, there are different opinions, there are different sects, and there are different tastes. That's fine. But these differences must not mean that we should be deprived of the great blessing of the Islamic nation being united. If the Islamic Ummah, which consists of about 2 billion people who are scattered in the most important sensitive geographical areas of the world, if they are united today, Islamic countries would receive more blessings, far more blessings. If this unity is established to any extent, the solution to the problems of the Islamic world will become apparent. The first steps will become apparent, and it will be possible for us to solve the problems of the Islamic world." In further remarks, the leader turned to the issue of Palestine, one of the most fundamental issues facing the Islamic world today. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said, "Praise God, today we're witnessing the gradual decline of the usurper Zionist regime of Israel. Everyone in the world is seeing this. The usurper Zionist regime is gradually declining, and the rate of its decline is accelerating in recent years. This decline started some years ago, but the rate of decline has accelerated recently, and this is a big opportunity for the Islamic Ummah. The Palestinian issue is not just an Islamic issue, it is a humanitarian issue. If anyone in the world, regardless of whether they are Muslim or not, knows the reality of the events in Palestine, they will confront the usurper Zionist regime. Some of the crimes committed by this usurper regime and some of the catastrophes that have created have become apparent to world public opinion this year. You saw how the people's gatherings and rallies and marches on International Quds Day were no longer limited to the Islamic world. Many people outside of the Islamic world, in Europe and in the United States itself, also took part in rallies and marches in support of the Palestinians on the last Friday of the blessed month of Ramadan, the International Quds Day. This is how it is. The Palestinian issue is a humanitarian issue. But why has it become like this? It's because the Palestinian people's resistance. The internal resistance of the Palestinians is the main reason for their progress. The more this resistance increases, the weaker the Zionist regime becomes, and the more its disastrous situation can be seen. The desperate situation that the Zionist regime is in today, the Zionist regime's current situation is truly deplorable, is due to the steadfastness of young Palestinians. Young Palestinians are accepting the hardships and the dangers. In the occupied city of Al-Quds, we see a large gathering of people taking part in spiritual retreats. The young people in different cities of the occupied West Bank stand in front of the armed, vicious Zionist soldiers. They make sacrifices and they move forward. They have moved forward up until now, and God willing, they will continue to do so in the future. Elsewhere in his remarks, Ayatollah Khamenei said, "I believe the Zionist regime's power of deterrence is coming to an end." This is what David Ben-Gurion, one of the main founders of the Zionist regime and a former prime minister of the Zionist regime, had warned decades ago, perhaps 60 years ago. Ben-Gurion said, "The Israeli regime would start to have problems whenever its power of deterrence ended. Today, their power of deterrence has finished, or is near its end. They know and realize this themselves, that their collapse is near. This is due to the blessing of the resistance front. This is due to the blessing of the Palestinian youth, who have been instrumental in weakening the Zionist regime." So what should be the Islamic world's strategy with regards to the issue of Palestine? Today, the Islamic world's strategy regarding Palestine should be to help the forces inside that country. The resistance front's endeavours are, of course, valuable, wherever they are. Just like us, we too are standing up for the Palestinians. The resistance front's endeavours are valuable. These efforts should be focused on strengthening those who are fighting and risking their lives inside of Palestine. The last point I want to make is the following. We need to truly pay attention to this point. What is the reason for the escalation of the internal struggles in Palestine? It is because of the inclination towards Islam. We had seen what their situation was like before. Back when Islamic tendencies weren't popular among Palestinian groups, now some were communists, others were not, but they weren't Islamic. These developments did not exist. From the time that Islamic tendencies were born in the Palestinian resistance fighters, and from the time this tendency increased on a daily basis, progress has been made in the manner, in the way the Palestinians are fighting the Zionist regime. So the reason for the Palestinian people's success is Islam. Islam and the enemy has realized this. That's why we see them working against Islam around the world. They're engaging in fighting Islam, doing all kinds of things. Of course, their fight against Islam will get nowhere. Do they seek to outmaneuver Allah? But it is the faithless who are the ones who are outmaneuvered. This is what the Holy Quran says. They're making efforts, but the Almighty will nullify their efforts. In closing comments, the leader said, "We hope that our dear nation, our people, and our young people will see the day when Muslims from around the world can freely perform their prayers and supplications in the liberated city of Al-Quds. May God's greetings, mercy, and blessings be upon you."